This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The FBI found the largest cache of homemade explosives in its history at a Virginia farm. Investigators discovered more than 150 devices, mostly pipe bombs, on a property outside Norfolk, Virginia, and arrested a man, Brad Spafford, who was taken into custody December 17th on the basis of a single-count criminal complaint accusing him of illegally possessing an unregistered short-barrel rifle. When investigators searched his 20-acre property, they found in a detached garage more than 150 explosive devices, mostly pipe bombs, some of them labeled lethal. They found more pipe bombs in a bedroom inside Mr. Spafford's house, loosely stuffed in a backpack that bore a patch shaped like a hand grenade and a logo reading #NoLivesMatter, prosecutors said. No Lives Matter is a nihilistic far-right ideology that largely exists on encrypted online messaging apps like Telegram. The movement's members promote targeted attacks, mass killings, and criminal activity, and have historically encouraged members to engage in self-harm and animal abuse. The investigation into Mr. Spafford began last year after a neighbor contacted authorities. Spafford had lost three fingers on his right hand while working with a homemade explosive device, the neighbor said, and he was stockpiling weapons and homemade ammunition. Spafford told the neighbor that he and his friends were preparing for something. The neighbor also told investigators that Spafford sometimes used photographs of President Joe Biden for target practice at a local shooting range, and believed that political assassinations should be brought back. After the attempt on President-elect Donald Trump's life in Pennsylvania in July, Spafford told his neighbor that he hoped the shooter doesn't miss Kamala, an apparent reference to Vice President Kamala Harris. Spafford told the neighbor that he had various types of explosives at the property and discussed fortifying it with a 360-degree turret in which he planned to mount a 50-caliber rifle. Snowplow drivers from across Montana are helping to clear Bozeman roads. The Montana Department of Transportation is working to hire enough drivers. The need is especially strong in expensive, snowy communities like Bozeman and Big Sky. The Montana Department of Transportation has been recruiting snowplow drivers using their variable message boards, those big black screens with orange light-up words on roadsides, to find snowplow drivers. The boards have been in Four Corners, West Yellowstone, and Ennis, and the department has been successful in hiring in those communities. Now, MDOT has brought those hiring message boards to the Bozeman area, where the agency has the biggest difficulty hiring full-time employees. Ted Jones, Montana Department of Transportation's Bozeman Division Maintenance Chief, said the Bozeman Department has six openings for snowplow drivers. Jones said that the department has had to get creative to keep the roads clear of snow and ice, including a voluntary option for snowplow drivers across the state to come to Bozeman for a week or two at a time, which has brought snowplow drivers to clear Bozeman streets. Snowplow drivers from Ekalaka, Wolf Point, Plentywood, Jordan, Superior, and Kalispell have all worked in Bozeman. This is the second year the Bozeman District has recruited extra help from around the state. While it's expensive to operate the department this way with incentive pay, lodging, and per diem, Jones says MDOT's Bozeman Department job vacancy rate is about 10 times higher than elsewhere in the state at 35% to 40%. The cost of living in Bozeman is one of the biggest challenges to hiring in the area, but Jones says the aging workforce leaving the department compounds the need. Jones said he has enough plow drivers from all around the state scheduled through May to work in the Bozeman area, but remains hopeful the department will be able to fill its local openings before then. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.